And good morning, folks, and welcome to this different version of the KDWA Hastings Coaches Show. We had some technical issues getting our phone system in order, so we're doing it a different way this morning and a little bit delayed, but we appreciate you being here with us. We've got Hastings Cross Country with us this week. Emily Hofseth, assistant coach, and Linnea Ronning are with us to talk a little bit of some Hastings Cross Country. And Emily, I'll just start with you. Last time you were here, we talked a lot about where the season was going and what had happened and what's kind of happened since that point.
Since that point, I would say almost every athlete PR'd in like multiple of their races. So we just continued to see growth from everyone, and it was really exciting, and their hard work was really paying off.
And so from there, you guys had conference, correct?
Yes.
And so, I believe I did hear kind of what happened at conference, but just kind of give us a little bit of a rundown of what happened there.
Yeah, so I didn't actually get to physically be there. I had school things that needed to be taken care of. But Linnea ended up getting first in conference, so that was really exciting to hear. And everyone did really well.
Awesome. And so then we headed to state, where Linnea was the representative for Hastings. And just talk about, from your perspective, how awesome it is to have somebody running at state.
Yeah, so I never made it to state when I ran cross country my senior year in high school. But it was kind of fun to live through her and just like see the hype around cross country state. And so when we got there, it was at St. Olaf College. There was so many people. I couldn't believe the amount of people that were there. And it was kind of fun just to see athletes from all over Minnesota just doing what they do best and coming together and running a race. So state is divided up into like three classes. So we have like the AAA, AA, and then the single A. So Linnea ended up running in the AAA. That's just how like your schools are divided up. But that group of girls, there's like about 160. And so Linnea placed like 39th out of like 160 girls. Which I couldn't be more proud. But yeah, it was definitely eye-opening just to see the level of competition that we haven't seen before.
Right. And so looking back at the season as a whole here, now that it's finished, what are your overall thoughts?
Again, I'm still really proud of all of my athletes. I think they did so well and they worked really hard. I'm excited for next season, to be honest, just keep seeing them grow as individuals, as runners, and see hopefully that we can take more than one person to state.
Yeah, so that's a good goal. What's something you look back on from this season that you'll say in a few years that was kind of cool?
I would say with like every cross country team, like you kind of end up being a family because the teams are a little smaller, so you get to know everyone on like a different level. And so I think that is really cool, and I am excited to continue to like grow our cross country family. The kids are all so sweet to each other and supportive of one another. So it was really cool to see them interact.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you being here. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
At your Hastings Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in the Midtown Shopping Center, you can get all your classic favorites and even discover some new hits. For breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between, it's Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in the Hastings Midtown Shopping Center. Remember, Perkins is open 7 days a week. That's Perkins of Hastings.
Catalyst ARP, located in the Health Solutions Center in Hastings, is your place for total injury recovery. Professional athletes worldwide are using ARP Wave technology for injury prevention, accelerated recovery, and improved performance. Recover from injuries and surgeries faster. When you need relief from an old injury or want to get ready for the big game, get real results sooner with ARP Wave, accelerated recovery and performance. Inside the Health Solutions Center, Catalyst ARP, proudly supporting Hastings Raider Athletics.
And we're back here on this Hastings Coaches Show Saturday, and we're joined by Linnea Ronning, who was the representative for Hastings Raiders cross country this year at the state tournament. And just wanted to hear from you, your thoughts on your experience at state.
Yeah, the state meet, it was way bigger than any of the meets I'd been at. There were so many people, and there were so many girls really close to my time. So it was different running in such a huge pack because there were so many people close to me.
And just the experience of being there with that many people, was that, intimidating for you? Was that exciting? What was that like?
It was a little intimidating. There was a lot of people trying to get out, like, right at the start to the same place, because it's, like, a funnel start. And so it was, you really had to get out there to get to the top or get where you wanted to be.
So take us through, you know, your lead up to state, because obviously you ran really well to get to state. That's a big accomplishment. So take us through, you know, your season as a whole, if you can remember, you know, things that happened that got you there.
Well, every practice helped me get better and everyone get better. So I kept PRing at races and I was kind of in the top groups of the races, and then sections was what determined you getting to state, and the top two teams and the top six individuals. So I placed second at sections, so that led me to get to go to state.
Right. And so take us through, you know, once you get to state and you're at the course, have you seen the course before? Did you know the course, or was it unfamiliar to you?
The day before, Friday, I got to go. There was a time span from 1 to 4 where you could go and you could walk or run the course. And so I walked part of it and ran part of it. So I got to see what it was like before the actual race day.
Awesome. And so then race day happens, and you told us, you know, that you there was a lot of people there. And, you know, were you at the end of it, what were you thinking when you finished?
Well, I did want to do better than I did. I was happy that there were so many supporters there and teammates there to support me doing the race, because it was different being by myself. But I had wished that I got a better time, but I think it was way different with the weather, because one of our first races in the season, it was so hot out, and this was like 34 degrees out, and so it was really cold, and it was just a really different race.
Okay, so outside of cross country, now that that season's over, what's next for you?
Just winter training, and then track season will be next.
And so I got to ask a question. Do you like track better, or do you like cross country better? Putting you on the spot.
Well, for the team aspect of it, I like cross country better. I like the group of people, like how it's a family. Yeah, cross country.
What about you?
It's been interesting, because for cross country, yeah, we get to know the kids on such like a personal level, whereas track, there's so many kids, so it's hard to make connections with every single kid. Because with track, I just coached hurdles, so I was mostly closer to just like maybe like a handful of kids, whereas cross country, like you spend so much time with the kids, and I would run with the kids, and so would Joe. And so we have like deeper talks on our runs, we get to know each other better. So team aspect wise, yeah, I would say cross country, but track has always been, had a special place in my heart. So I don't know. They both are great in their different ways.
Well, we thank you guys for being here very much. I know this didn't go according to plan, but we appreciate you being here, and thanks so much. And we'll talk soon.
At your Hastings Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in the Midtown Shopping Center, you can get all your classic favorites and even discover some new hits. For breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between, it's Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in the Hastings Midtown Shopping Center. Remember, Perkins is open 7 days a week. That's Perkins of Hastings.
Catalyst ARP, located in the Health Solutions Center in Hastings, is your place for total injury recovery. Professional athletes worldwide are using ARP Wave technology for injury prevention, accelerated recovery, and improved performance. Recover from injuries and surgeries faster. When you need relief from an old injury or want to get ready for the big game, get real results sooner with ARP Wave, accelerated recovery and performance. Inside the Health Solutions Center, Catalyst ARP, proudly supporting Hastings Raider Athletics.